As a young kid at Amachi, I attended the Amachi Elementary School in Block 8H. The block was originally built as a residential block, but was converted into the elementary school. The school block was set up like a residential block, but instead of living quarters, the 12 barracks held classrooms. There was a latrine, and the mess hall became an auditorium called Terry Hall, named after the first Amachi superintendent of schools. Our teachers were Caucasian men and women hired by the WRA to teach us the Colorado Elementary School curriculum and to make sure that we learned how to be, quote, good Americans. An insulting goal which mostly meant minimizing our Japanese influences. The Amachi Elementary School handbook told our parents not to teach us the alphabet, read with us at home, or to count without things to count with. I don't know how the WRA could think that learning from our parents could make us, quote, bad Americans. We also had teacher's assistants who were young Japanese women from camp. Sometimes they acted as translators between our teachers and our parents. School at Amachi was structured very much like our schools before camp, except that most of us were not used to all of our classmates being Japanese. Just like the adults in camp, we wanted to make our surroundings at school look better. So the sixth grade class organized a landscaping project, and all 700 kids in school helped plant and tend the school gardens. The elementary school also had its own newsletter called the Junior Pioneer, a young version of the camp-wide newspaper called the Granada Pioneer. Each classroom elected a student to write a report on the classroom's activities that was published in the newspaper every month. Younger children were not expected to travel all the way to the elementary school block, so preschools were also set up in the recreation halls of five different blocks across the camps.
As you approach the foundations of the elementary school, see if you can spot the limestone rocks that used to outline the gardens in front of each barracks classroom. To return to Waypoint 4, return to your car and continue south on K Street until it comes to a dead end. The guard tower foundations are to the east between blocks 12H and 12G. This is Waypoint 4, the guard tower.